Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, today is the final day of the UN Climate Summit in Glasgow, Scotland. Negotiators from countries around the world have made promises to cut methane emissions, move away from coal, and phase out pollution from cars and airplanes. But there's still a holdup on how deep to cut emissions, as well as funding for developing countries to address climate impacts. Activists and world leaders have taken the opportunity to deliver powerful speeches about the future of the planet. And we wanted to listen back to some of those moments from the past 2 weeks, starting with 24-year-old Indigenous activist Chay Suri of Brazil. Here she is on the opening day of the summit.
My people have been living in the Amazon forest at least 6,000 years. My father, the great chief Almir Suri, taught me that we must listen to the stars, the moon, the wind, the animals, and the trees. Today, the climate is warming, the animals are disappearing, the rivers are dying, and our plants don't flower like they did before. The earth is speaking. She tells us that we have no more time. It's not 2030 or 2050. It's now. While you are closing your eyes to reality, the land defender Ariel Wewawau, my friend since I was a kid, was murdered for protecting the forest. Indigenous peoples are in the front line of the climate emergence, and we must be at the center of the decisions happening here. We have ideas to postpone the end of the world. Let us end the pollution of hollow worlds, and let us fight for a livable future and present.
An activist from India also touched on the anger that young people are feeling about world leaders not acting fast enough to slow down climate change. Vinisha Umashankar is a 15-year-old who received global recognition for developing a solar-powered ironing cart in India. Her speech at the climate conference ended in a standing ovation as she called on governments to support young innovators.
In 2030, by when we must halve our carbon emissions, I'll be just 24 years old. By 2050, when we will assess whether net zero has been achieved or not, I'll be in my early 40s. And by 2100, hopefully still going strong at 94. The point is that me and my generation will live to see the consequences of our actions today. Yet none of what we discussed today seems practical to me. You are deciding whether or not we will have a chance to live in a habitable world. You are deciding whether or not we are worth fighting for, worth supporting, and worth caring. Many of my generation are angry and frustrated at leaders who have made empty promises and failed to deliver. And we have every reason to be angry. But I have no time for anger. I want to act. I'm not just a girl from India. I'm a girl from Earth. And I'm proud to be so. But most importantly, I'm an optimist. Today I ask, with all due respect, that we stop talking and start doing.
Stop talking and start doing. Or in the words of Mia Motley, the Prime Minister of Barbados, it's time for leaders to lead. Motley gave a blunt speech about how even 2 degrees Celsius of global warming would be a death sentence for island nations like hers.
Our people are watching, and our people are taking note. And are we really going to leave Scotland without the resolve and the ambition that is sorely needed to save lives and to save our planet? How many more voices and how many more pictures of people must we see on these screens without being able to move? Or are we so blinded and hardened that we can no longer appreciate the cries of humanity. I have been saying to Barbadians for many years that many hands make light work. Today, we need the correct mix of voices, ambition, and action. Do some leaders in this world believe that they can survive and thrive on their own? Have they not learned from the pandemic? Can there be peace and prosperity if one third of the world literally prospers and the other two thirds of the world live under siege and face calamitous threats to our well-being? What the world needs now, my friends, is that which is within the ambit of less than 200 persons who are willing and prepared to lead. Leaders must not fail those who elect them to lead.
That was Mia Motley, Prime Minister of Barbados. We also heard from Venetia Umashankar, a 15-year-old inventor from India, and Chai Suri, an indigenous activist from Brazil. Just a few of the memorable speeches from the two-week climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland, which closes today.